sonic medicine is no longer science fiction. This is the noisiest biohack I've ever tried. I'm Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, and in this review, I'm going to give you a scientific overview. I explain to you about PEMF, how and why it works, some of the fascinating history to it, along with breaking down some of the weird ways that I've been using this device. Sonic medicine has arrived here in the Roseland household. This is an unboxing of the IC Hummer by InfoPathy. So, this thing is going to scare the crap out of our little dog.
Who's not in here, unfortunately?
There it is, the IC Hummer. Okay.
What is it for, John?
And this is for PMF Infaceuticals. But it's basically a sonic medicine. It administers sound directly into the body that has a range of effects. Things like, we're going to try one here that is for a super sleep PMF. But you can just imagine with something like this that gets administered to the body. There's a lot of people in the InfoPathy community that are talking about using it for things like pain management, injury, trauma. Those are among some of the more popular PMF infaceuticals. Okay, so there's charging cable and a bunch of straps.
Mm-hmm.
Will be strapped here. And then there's the device. I have my shirt undone for my new career as a pirate. Just kidding. Actually, it's to test a new biohacking tech. This is noisy. This is going to absolutely terrify our dog. But I can definitely feel some sensations in my body. I can feel a vibrating throughout my body. I'm roused. Perhaps aroused.
I'll tell you about the first PMF infaceutical I tried. And I'm going to just acronymize it IC. Infaceutical IC. Get it? Okay, the first one I tried was the Love Crown Chakra IC. And I did that during meditation. I just placed the IC Hummer on my chest while I did meditation before date night with my wife. And then before sitting down to dine with my love, I drank the new psilocybin IC. And I found myself in, I didn't have any booze to drink or anything else, but I just found myself in a real pleasant, sublime state of relaxed arousal there at dinner. And then we did our role play as per the usual and made love very playfully. I'm going to tell you some more about my personal experience and self-experimentation. But first, I want to give you a primer on PEMF science and an overview on the evidence for PEMF.
So electricity has actually been used as medicine since time immemorial. There's a fascinating record of a Roman imperial physician who actually used a live electric ray fish as medicine. Yeah, there was a Roman emperor, I forget which one, and he would suffer from migraines. And so the imperial physician took a electric fish and he put it on his head. Yeah. And it worked, apparently. I can just imagine if that didn't work. And I can imagine it would be off with his head, right? But I guess that worked. And it just makes you wonder, where the heck did that physician, how did he know to do that, to put an electric fish on the emperor's head to solve his migraines? Who knows? Mysteries of history, right? And more recently, Nikola Tesla observed that our bodies can handle significant electrical current and function as storing electrical condensers. That's fascinating, isn't it? You can think of that classic photo of Nikola Tesla where he's sitting below some sort of electrical lightning bolt generating device, and he's fine. He's not like died or electrocuting. That's because our bodies, we're electrical beings, right? You probably heard that. So there are 100, that's a statistically significant amount of science, 100 human clinical trials evaluating PEMF as medicine for back pain, fibromyalgia, cervical disc herniation, Parkinson's disease, rotator cuff injuries, chronic pain, concussion recovery, cancer, osteoarthritis, accelerated bone healing, hypertension, and even treatment-resistant depression. However, for a few of these things, the evidence is stronger than for others. And so the strongest scientific evidence is for osteoarthritis, bone healing, and cancer, for those three things. Let me go a little bit deeper on them. For osteoarthritis, a recent systematic review and meta-analysis of randomized placebo-controlled trials evaluated 15 clinical trials. That's significant. That's a real body of science. And it concluded, compared with placebo, there was a beneficial effect of PEMF therapy on pain, stiffness, and physical function in patients with osteoarthritis. And I really think that that right there should silence the skeptics, those dopey skeptics that you see algorithmically boosted on YouTube and Google. I think that should really silence those skeptics who suggest that PEMF only works because people are gullible and it's the placebo effect. No, there is 15 placebo-controlled clinical trial, and clearly it outperforms the placebo. Next, bone healing. A 2020 meta-analysis evaluated 22, that's also a significant amount of science, 22 randomized clinical trials, totaling over 1,400 participants. That's a lot of people. That is statistically significant. And this is what it concluded. Moderate quality evidence suggested that PEMF increased healing rate and relieved pain of fracture. And very low quality evidence showed that PEMF accelerated the healing time. So yeah, if you are injured, if you're practicing jiu-jitsu and you break an arm or a toe. That would happen to me when I did karate. When me and my brothers did karate and taekwondo, we would break a toe every once in a while. And so if that sort of thing happens to you, the evidence is solid that PMF is worthwhile. And then thirdly, third thing that there's solid evidence for is cancer. And a 2016 European meta-analysis is cautiously optimistic, as you got to be. When it comes to cancer, got to be cautiously optimistic when you're talking about treatments. Here's what it says. Pulsed electromagnetic field therapy presents several potential advantages, including non-invasiveness, safety, lack of toxicity for non-cancerous cells, and the possibility of being combined with other available therapies. These studies show that PMF therapy is safe and promising compared to other available cancer therapies. That is great news, right? If you recall a podcast interview I did a while back with Mark Sloan, and we really shed light on the sordid state of iatrogenic mainstream cancer therapies. Those mainstream cancer therapies, it's pretty indisputable at this point that they do more harm than good. And so if you or someone that you love has cancer, is diagnosed with it, you need to give serious consideration to things like PEMF. And then finally, on the scientific evidence front, I will quote from a good article on Infopathy.com, the manufacturer of the product. Over recent years, research into PMFs has gained momentum due to their beneficial effects on animals and humans. In fact, there are more than 10,000 scientific publications. Wow, that's impressive. 10,000 describing the effects of PMFs, and more than 2,000 double-blind studies conducted around the world demonstrating that PMF therapy is safe and effective for various conditions. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, is an organization that has shown great interest into PMF research and the use of PMF therapy for their astronauts. In fact, there was a four-year study led by Dr. Thomas Goodwin that focused on the various energy medicine devices, including PMF therapy, on enhancing the growth and repair tissues in mammals. That NASA thing is fascinating, isn't it? And this is because, as I'm sure you've heard, the astronauts, when they do these extended trips into space, or even not so extended trips into space, their muscles and their bones begin to recede. If you don't lose them, yeah, if you don't use them, you lose them, right? And that's what happens in space. And so NASA and different space agencies are very interested in finding ways to hack that regeneration of bone, muscle, etc. And PMF is on their radar. That one says a lot. And so now what I'll do is I'll tell you some more about how I have been using these devices. Here, you can see I have two of them. I'm a lucky dude. So fortunately, I don't have cancer, osteoarthritis, or any broken bones, but there are a lot of IC frequencies in Infopathy's database that a biohacker like me can use for performance enhancement. So the second IC that I tried was the Super Sleep PEMF. That's right. There's sleep frequencies. You can just imagine how you hear about sleep and how the brain waves that are going on have a lot to do with us falling asleep. And so when you're doing PMF, you're inducing an entrainment effect. You're in fact inducing, you can think of it as a full body entrainment effect. So second time I used it, I did the Super Sleep PMF, and I do link to all of these. You might want to try some of these yourself. Maybe you've already got one of these. And so in my article on limitlessmindset.com, link below wherever you're watching or listening to me. In that article, I have the links to all of these ICs that I talk about here. So just avail yourself of those links if you want to do what I have done here. And so I would do super sleep on my chest for, I probably shouldn't scratch this on the microphone, for about 15 minutes while I was reading a book before bedtime. And then what I would also do is combine this with the super sleep plus CBD IC, the IC that you drink. Then I told my wife a little before bedtime story, and boy, I fell asleep right away. I slept heroically. And I'll also mention, I don't have any knee issues, but I use a standing desk for probably about 7 hours a day. And so I had seen a lot of people talking about using the IC Hummer for their knee issues. So I tried using the knee pain IC, and I attached it to about each knee. I think it ran about maybe 15 or 20 minutes, and it made a small difference. I think maybe I ended up standing for about 90 minutes longer. On Anton's advice, he's the inventor, I used the Energy Awake IC for about 15 minutes during meditation, which resulted in subtle energizing body sensations and a very positive, clear kind of headspace. I like that headspace that I got into. And I meditate with a red light therapy lamp shining on the crown of my head, listening to Brain FM binaural beats while monitoring my heart rate variability with my HeartMath sensor, which resulted in a good but not outstanding for me HRV score. While this put me into a very cool headspace, stacking a bunch of biohacking technologies tends to rob from the mindfulness of the meditation itself. In my experience, Bluetooth never works flawlessly. I end up getting irritated with the Bluetooth. And so what I love about my red light and also the IC pad by Infopathy is that I just plug them in and they work. I don't have any Bluetooth misconnections irritating me. I've also been using it as a digestion hack after a 20-hour fast.
More.
This is what I want to see before me. Bam! Check out that deliciousness about to be in my tummy. And the fly wifey, she is no vegan.
No.
She is no vegan. Isn't that right?
Yes.
We've revisited Shteshlivetsa, the home of the delicious pumpkin tart. Oh, yes.
After a big dinner, I'll administer the Digestion Complete PMF directly there on my belly. And with this noisy IC, it's a playlist IC actually. With this, I can really feel it, and I can feel that it's getting things moving in the right direction down there. Another cool thing I figured out is that PMF can relieve eye strain. And I, of course, spend innumerable hours slaving away on the computer trying to produce sharp, well-researched, limitless mindset content for your edification. And this results in a lot of eye strain at the end of long days. And the very, very best solution I ever figured out for this was the Visomitin SKQ1 eye drops. But that doesn't work. I can't really get my hands on those now because of
stuff going on in the world, don't want to talk about it. So I have been turning to the fascia pain I see. And after taking out my contact lens, I will do, I'll do about maybe 10 to 20 minutes total around the eyes. I'll just hold it up to my eyes and move it around my eyes, typically while I'm watching a documentary. And the fascia pain, that one does a pretty good job of relieving that eye strain, which I know is all the other IT nerds out there can identify with that. That's a pretty consistent feature of being a geek, right? So do try that. I think you might find it helps. It's important to do things that preserve our eyes, right? Because especially as an IT nerd, everything depends on the eyes. Being always curious and a little bit of a naughty boy sex hacker, we did experiment with PEMF and sexy time, and the results were disappointing. Here's what happened. After some foreplay, I held the PEMF device to my wife's pubic area while being careful not to get a lube on the device, and I administered a PEMF for about 10 minutes there topically while I was stimulating her. And I was hoping that what this would do was increase the blood pressure, get more blood flowing down into that area, and then result in like a really fantastic orgasm for her. And that did not happen. What happened was it overstimulated her, and her clitoris became oversensitive, and then I was not able to bring her to orgasm, as I usually am. And then the next day, she had kind of a weird sensation there, which she did not appreciate. So yeah, from now on, I'm going to be keeping a PEMF away from my wife's luscious loins, and you can choose to experiment however you want. Become boundless with PEMF. In Ben Greenfield's 1,100-page manifesto on biohacking, he speaks in glowing terms about PEMF, and he describes brainwave entrainment. I'll just quote from that book. PEMF therapy works by training your brain to produce particular electrical wavelengths. Your brain produces different electrical wavelengths throughout the day and night, including alpha, beta, delta, and theta brainwaves. For example, when you are awake during the day and working, studying, exercising, or engaged in any other activity that requires focus, concentration, or alertness, you predominantly produce alpha and beta brain waves. During periods of sleep and some forms of meditation or relaxation, the brain shifts into higher delta and theta brainwave production. When presented with a rhythmic stimulus, such as PEMF, your brain responds by synchronizing your brain's electrical activity to the rhythm, a process known as entrainment. That's fascinating, isn't it? And you can think of the popularity of music. Why is music so popular? Well, it's because music is actually a biohack. The frequency of the music, whether it's you could think like an aggressive sort of tone like hip hop, or maybe kind of a somber kind of tone like a love song, whatever it is that people want to feel, they listen to music that entrains their brain with that sort of frequency and vibe. That's what's going on there. And Ben gives some frequency recommendations foundations, which I tried. By adjusting the settings, I can use a 3 hertz frequency to lull my brain into a relaxed delta brainwave state, a 10 hertz frequency to generate focus enhancing alpha brain waves, or a 23 hertz frequency to produce high alert beta brain waves, or even a 100 hertz frequency for muscle repair. And the inventor of the device, Anton, who I did that podcast interview with, you may want to listen to that. He clarified these following ICs corresponding to the recommendations that Ben makes there. So there is a brainwave delta frequency, there's a theta frequency, there's an alpha frequency, a beta frequency, and a gamma frequency. And so the delta, that is for the sleep, theta is for deeply relaxed, alpha is for calmness, beta is for alertness, and gamma is for concentration. And then for the muscles, there's about 30 different PMF ICs. And then a lot of them are going to be around that 100 hertz type of frequency. And what I did something that I think is kind of unique. People tell me that I look quite funny, is I do brainwave entrainment directly by strapping this thing onto my head. I just strap it on like this, and then I will put on typically the gamma frequency. And so I'll just be beaming gamma into the back of my head here, into my corpus callosum. And I do tend, gamma is the concentration frequency, and I do tend to get very concentrated on whatever it is I am doing. It has indisputably a nootropic kind of effect. If I want to take this to the next level, what I will do is also listen to the same frequency through my headphones. I'll just get the, just listen to the same thing. It's kind of boring. Actually, it's quite boring, the gamma wave frequency to listen to, but the PMF entrainment along with the audio entrainment, boy, that really gets me into a concentrated kind of state. And I would typically only do that for about 25 minutes. Then I'd be into that concentrated state, and then I would kind of linger in that concentrated state until something came up. I don't know, until it was lunchtime. And I did also the same thing. It works the same way as a sleep hack. So before bed, when I'm relaxing, and a lot of times, you know, I like to stack my biohacks that I do. So maybe I'll be doing my red light therapy in the evening. I'll be red lighting my balls or whatever. And at the same time, then I'll strap this thing to the back of my head. And then I will do a brainwave delta or theta IC, which is the sleep frequency. And then I'll just rest on back. I'll be watching a documentary or reading a book or whatever. And I'll let it run for about 40 minutes, or I probably don't need to let it run that long, but I'll let it run through. And then at the end of that time, I'm really exhausted. I am really out and ready to hit the pillow because my brain has been totally entrained into that delta kind of state. And these are the kinds of hacks that a real high-performing biohacker is going to want to employ. Like yesterday, I had a bunch of videos to do, and I needed to do them in the afternoon. And so I did a very strong smart drug stack in the afternoon. And this can often be kind of a recipe for sleep issues. And I really didn't want to have sleep issues because I needed to wake up early this morning also and be on point cognitively, firing on all cylinders, right? And so so after doing that nootropic, I did all of my sleep hacks right before bed. And sure enough, I fell right asleep and I slept marvelously. I feel great. I feel fully rested. And doing nootropics later in the day can sometimes be a recipe for the next day being sleep deprived and not firing on all cylinders. So that's just kind of how I use these things in concert so that I can really be kicking ass during the day and then during night just be sublimely horizontal and getting the rejuvenating slumber that I need. And I should also address at this point the question, which is PEMF safe? You're probably questioning, is it really safe for you to be beaming electricity directly into your brain like that? The device is literally like millimeters away from your brain when you're doing it like that. And Ben Greenfield, in his book, emphasizes its safety. PEMF therapy is not to be confused with the damaging EMFs, electromagnetic fields, you've no doubt heard about. Harmful EMFs and therapeutic EMFs that PEMF devices generate are very different in their effects. All EMFs interact with tissue and biological systems. But while therapeutic EMFs support cellular communication and health, harmful EMFs negatively impact your body's functions. The main distinctions between harmful and therapeutic EMFs involve characteristics of the waves themselves: wavelength, exposure time, and frequency. On the electromagnetic spectrum, PEMF devices produce long wavelengths and extremely low to very low frequency. On the other hand, harmful EMFs have short wavelengths and high frequencies. For example, a 1 Hz PEMF frequency corresponds to a wavelength of about 100 million meters, which is more than 62,000 miles. The Earth's circumference is just 24,901,000 miles. Alternatively, a harmful frequency of about 100 million hertz, which can be produced by your average microwave, has a wavelength of just 1 meter, about 3 feet. However, I still wouldn't claim that it's totally harmless to attach this thing to your body or head, because unfortunately, it requires Bluetooth. And Bluetooth is a harmful EMF, non-ionizing radiation, that results in a cascade of processes that can increase cancer risk. Too much Bluetooth could give you brain cancer in the same way that holding your cell phone to your head all the time could give you cancer. Yet, I still use Bluetooth headphones pretty often and the Hummer here almost daily. Do I have a death wish? No, not hardly. Fortunately, there is a lot that can be done to mitigate the toxicity of EMFs. And I do a number of things to mitigate the toxicity of the EMFs that are imposed upon me, that I'm kind of swimming in, living in the center of a city. First of all, you can take NAD plus supporting supplements, things like NMN, and this will feed the PARP system. This is the system that repairs DNA damage that is done by the free radicals that are generated by all the EMFs. And then I will also not snack and I will turn off my Wi-Fi before bedtime. And these are two things that give your body, the not snacking gets your before bedtime, gives your body more time in a fasted state where your body can redirect more resources to repairing damaged DNA. And then, of course, turning off the Wi-Fi at night is kind of just a common sense sort of thing. It's the one time when you're asleep when you really don't need the Wi-Fi, so you might as well expose yourself to less of the EMF. Then those are just two of the things that I do. So I'm not worried about getting cancer, but the gimmicky, unneeded Bluetooth remains my main criticism of the IC Hummer. And in fact, I am deducting a star from my review. This one gets 4 stars from me because I really don't like Bluetooth. Bluetooth seems to malfunction pretty often. I'm not going to say half the time, but the Bluetooth misconnections are going to be a consistent part of using any Bluetooth device. Sometimes the Bluetooth automatically connects it to the device that I don't want it to connect to. I did get 2 of these because I wanted to try the thing. I've heard it's pretty cool. What you do is you get a holosync. You get a holosync frequency and you run the same holosync frequency between both devices, and then you lay down and do meditation while you have both holosync frequencies going in opposite sides of your body or ears. That sounds pretty cool, right? And I wanted to do this while doing, meditation. Maybe that's what it's going to take for me to rise above and travel to the astral planes and give a high five up there in the astral planes to my brother, Richard Harris, there in England, and hang out with the aliens or whatever is going on there on that level. So I wanted to try that, but for the life of me, I could not get the Bluetooth to connect with the two devices and get the same holosync track playing. I messed around with it for, it must have been like 20 minutes, and I couldn't get that. I got all irritated, which is the opposite of the Zen effect that meditation is supposed to have. So that's why I have 2 of these things, but unfortunately, I could not experience that holosync PMF effect just because of the damn Bluetooth. Bluetooth is just not something that works great in my experience. Bluetooth is like, check this out. This is how I imagine Bluetooth is. You got 2 Smurfs, okay, representing Bluetooth. You got 2 Smurfs. One of the Smurfs is in California. One of the Smurfs is in Japan. And you've got giant catapults. And you're going to catapult these Bluetooths into the heavens at tremendous velocities. And you're trying to aim just perfectly both of these catapulting Bluetooth, both of these catapulting Smurfs. You're trying to aim them just perfectly so that these 2 Smurfs can give each other a high five over Hawaii as their paths cross in the stratosphere. That's kind of what Bluetooth is trying to accomplish. And I just don't think it works really great. And then after having read EMF'd, the book by Dr. Mercola, see my book review of it. After having read that, I am trying to get less EMFs in my life, not more. So I really wish that these devices just had a cable that you could plug in, like the IC Pad does. Maybe in the future they will roll that out, but that's my main complaint with this one. Current year, Jonathan here with an update to my IC Hummer review. So we've now been using the IC Hummer pretty regularly for, I think it's been over 3 years at this point. And it's kind of a Swiss Army biohack for us. There's so many different things that you can use it for.
I'll mention, I think, just two that we found. My wife, a while back, had a dire dental episode. One of her teeth just exploded in excruciating chronic pain. And she went to the dentist, and the dentist did what they do, which is they do a small operation that causes more pain, and then they promise another operation in the near future that's going to assuage the pain. And in between, they give you antibiotics or painkillers that they promise are going to help. And they did not. She ended up, like, yeah, in excruciating pain, moaning and groaning for about half a day. And she wrote up a whole testimonial, which I'm going to have in the article version of this review, which is linked below wherever you're watching or listening to me. The article version of any of my content is often where I have the most updated and thorough information, and where I have, like, link rabbit holes that you might want to explore. So you can find that link below wherever you're watching or listening to me. But to summarize, she was in a real state of suffering, and I told her to use the fascia pain IC, because that's something that had helped me in the past, and she tried it, and it didn't help. So she was like, screw this. But then before bed, she had not gotten any sleep the previous night. And so she was really hating the prospect of second night with no sleep and just suffering, right? That's pretty awful. And so I said, why don't you try another one of the IC frequencies? Try one of the Rife frequencies. And she said, okay, what do I have to lose? I can try it. And so we used the tooth decay, I think, IC Rife frequency. I have it linked in the article, that specific one. She tried it, and within moments, the pain went away. And she was like, no way, this is too good to be true. And then she actually managed to fall asleep with the IC Hummer right there on her mouth, right there on her jawbone, where it would conduct into the pain spot, right? And then it was like the next couple of nights, she just did the same thing. The whole day, she just held the IC Hummer to her mouth. For most of the time, she'd take little breaks here and there, but then the pain would come back. And then after a couple of days, the medicine that the doctor had given her actually started to kick in. And then she went back and got the minor dental surgery that she actually needed. But the IC Hummer, the pain frequency, the Rife ones, that was really a lifesaver here in the Roseline household for about a week there. So yeah, like, you never know when those dental issues can just pop up for you or a loved one, and that there's just going to be big, big pain that antibiotics or the painkillers might not work for. And don't suffer through that. Don't, rush down to the dentist, because they might not always make things better. Yeah. That's why those kind of situations are exactly why I like to have a frequency medicine option, like the IC Hummer. Final thing worth mentioning, the IC Hummer is featured in fiction. Yeah, I put PMF and really this device specifically into my new book. I wrote a novel about biohacking, philosophy, and seduction, about all sorts of weird awesomeness. And in it, I featured a bunch of different biohacking tech and different things that I've been into over the years. I put it into the narrative of this thriller, and
I will just include a little snippet of the audiobook.
Xavier began skipping breakfast, took exogenous ketones in the mornings, and would fast long into the workday. He demanded a standing desk, and the quants at the office looked at him funny because he began work by strapping a small pulse electromagnetic field device to the back of his head, which blasted a gamma wave frequency into the corpus callosum of his brain, entraining his mind with gamma.
Rich, wealthy, successful people are more inclined to a gamma brain state.
And driving him further into deep focus.
Infopathy is one of our preferred Limitless Mindset Secret Society vendors. If you pick up one of these devices, or if you get the IC pad, which frankly I like a bit more from them, but really you can use the two in conjunction. If you pick up either of these devices from Infopathy, you're going to be eligible for a free 30-minute biohacking consultation with me. Me and you can jump on Skype, Zoom, or the phone, and we can talk about whatever life hacking, biohacking challenges you are facing that you need a good listener. I'm a good listener. I'm no expert, no genius, no doctor. I'm just a guy who's a good listener and a rigorous self-experimenter with about 10 years doing all this biohacking, life hacking kind of stuff. I've traveled down that path of obsession to the palace of a bit of knowledge and wisdom. And sometimes I'm able to provide people with some sort of insight or some sort of idea that they really need it for some kind of breakthrough. So if you're going to pick up one of these PMF devices or the IC pad, then do it through my links, through the links below wherever you're watching this video, or limitlessmindset.com, and then forward that receipt over to consultations@limitlessmindset.com. And I'll get on Skype, Zoom with you, and then you'll also receive an invite to the Limitless Mindset Secret Society. And this is a private biohacker community. It's just a bit more kind of elite place on the internet to talk about all of this good kind of stuff. And so in closing, I'll just say, if you have tried PMF, I know there's a bunch of different PMF devices out there. There's a bunch of different modalities for it. There's books on it. It's its own kind of world, really. If you are into it, I am curious about your experience. I'd love to hear about what has worked for you and not worked for you, and maybe what sort of things you are stacking. So please leave all that in the comments below this, or you can always shoot me a message or an email, and I'd love to hear about what you're doing. I'll probably try it myself, and then I'll blab about it on the internet. I am Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, looking forward to a continued conversation with you.
We are electrical beings floating in a grand cosmic design, tuning our internal frequency so the cells can finally align, recharging the membrane potential of the body we seek to save. A symphony of silent currents rushing directly through the deep, waking up the mitochondria from their long biological sleep.
33 trillion angels sing in the cathedral.
From crimson light 670s penetrating the glow,
to the structured water memory
where the healing infoceuticals flow. No need for heavy substances or toxic digestive. Clean informational blueprint, relieving the chronic pain. A microvortex.
vortex of electromagnetism, structured pure and clean. Hacking the baseline fluid with a brilliant frequency machine. But then we wrap the target red light of the flex beam tight around the core, triggering photobiomodulation to unlock the metabolic door. Dr. Frost understands how the targeted light waves heal the skin, igniting the cellular powerhouse and the recovery from within. It penetrates the deep tissue with a warm restorative embrace, washing away the inflammation in a quiet glowing space.
33 trillion angels sing in the cathedral.
From crimson lights, 670s penetrating glow,
to the structured water memory
where the healing infoceuticals flow. Did the cathedral serve as healing frequency vaults, tuning our baseline biology to wash away our physical faults?
Like 33 trillion angels.